Well, we don't see much because we're locked up 23 hours and 15 minutes every day. That is to say, everybody in prison all across the state of Pennsylvania are under this emergency decree of, it was March 13th or 15th. Ever since then, we've been locked down 23 hours and 15 minutes. So you're out of the cell 45 minutes a day. It can be morning, afternoon, or night. But in that 45 minutes, you gotta bathe, you can call a friend or family, you can get on the kiosk, you can clean your cell. Other than that, you're locked in your cell. It's like the whole state is a hole. H-O-L-E now. So, and that's how it was on death row. That's how it was in the hole. Well, it's like that all around now in the name of health. We've heard that people have been sick, mostly in Phoenix, which is near Philadelphia. But there have been other outbreaks, but there isn't a lot of coverage of that. The counties seem to have been getting it the worst. Of course, they're closest to the community. You know, people are coming in and going out. And I'm speaking of staff members, volunteers, visitors, you name it. But what happens in the counties makes its way to the state. It's just a matter of time. I think mass incarceration has become, I hate to say it, but I believe it, normalized. That is to say, for all intents and purposes, who gives a damn? And, you know, while your family or your loved ones might care, the so-called average American, even the average American who is himself locked down in his home or her home, they find this intolerable. They find it outrageous. They're going nuts. But, you know, Pennsylvania, New York, under the crazy Rockefeller drug laws, all across the country, you got millions of people who are locked down, you know, for years in Pennsylvania and for decades. Like Maroon Schultz and other people who've been locked down for decades in solitary confinement. And so, you know, people are getting a taste of this, even though it's a relaxed, distant taste. It's a taste because you can't go out when you want to go out. You can't leave. You're locked in. And it's safer, to be frank. And you know, what we've seen is people kind of burst loose, and I hope I miss my guess. I hope I'm wrong. But I have a sneaking suspicion that we're going to see a second wave in this country. And the fact that it's already the country with the highest number of COVID-19-related deaths tells me we're going to see some really grim days and some really high numbers. The numbers are jumping. It must be 2,000 a day, 1,300 to 2,500 a day. And those numbers are rising. In the last few weeks, they've gone from hundreds to tens of thousands.
You know, how does it feel to you about the fact that even though a virus doesn't discriminate, we've seen that it now does discriminate?
Well, because it follows the economic realities of the system in which it operates. That is to say, the people who are in touch with the public, the bus drivers, the nurses, many of the doctors, police, fire, a lot of them, especially in the big cities, are Black and Puerto Rican. And they're out there, you know, to feed their families, support their families, and they're in contact. And many of them have very little protection. They're being treated like, essentially, they call them essential workers, but they're being treated essentially like all workers.
They're like,
you know,
they're like
go to work and shut up.
They're like disposable workers.
They are. So if you really are honest about it, to call them essential workers is a lie. It's like calling a prison a correctional institution. You know, and I know, they don't do much correcting here. All they do is harass people and make them worse. Essential workers are really disposable workers. They're the people, and as the news has caught up with that reality, and we've gotten the reporting of, say, 60% of the people who are dying in New York are Black and Latino, you've seen other parts of the state, the United States, whiter parts of the state, saying, come on, unlock us, we're not those guys. And we're seeing that. So they're really disposable to the economic and political system.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.